a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
The South Dakota Senate Transportation Committee will come to order. The secretary will please call the roll.
Senators Krebs, Lucas,
here.
Monroe,
here.
Amdahl,
here.
Otten,
here.
Ewing,
here.
Valley.
Here.
Six present.
We have a quorum. Out of courtesy to all those in the audience on the internet and to those people, senators here, would you please silence or turn off your cell phones? Thank you. The minutes have been provided in your black book or on the internet, and the chair would entertain a motion on those minutes. Been moved by Senator Amdahl, seconded by Senator Otten to approve the minutes as written. Any discussion? Hearing none. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Minutes approved as written. On behalf of the chair, I'd like to welcome everyone here and those of you on the internet. We have a couple pages, maybe just one page this morning. Would you step up to the microphone, tell us where you're from and what you plan on doing with the rest of your life?
Good morning. I'm Alex Nagel, and I'm from Gettysburg. And I'm planning on going to SDSU to major in electronics technology.
Very good. Maybe you can straighten out my problems with my internet and email. Thank you.
Yep.
If you have handouts this morning, please give them to the page, and we'll distribute them behind the desk up here. And if you are going to testify, please sign in at the podium so that the secretary knows who you are and gets your name spelled correctly. I do not see any thing we need to change in the order of the bills we're going to take. We're going to take them in order as they are printed on the agenda. And does the committee have anything else this morning before we get started? The next meeting, we're going to have, I think, probably only one bill. And at the same time, I want people here to start thinking about what we may want to do in the next couple of years regarding our infrastructure roads and start thinking about how we may want to change our laws and what we may want to do. Might not be making that bill next year, but we need to start going down that path, start thinking about it. There are things that are out there that we need to work with, whether it's electric cars or like the bill I had on natural gas. We need to start thinking about those things, and so I'm going to do that, and we may have some testimony at some point. Senator Lucas.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Well, on the news, we've probably all seen this, that Iowa's contemplating raising their gas tax 10 cents from 22 cents, so they're at the same state tax that we are. And that might be good to have one of our interns research to see if they are looking at doing anything with electric or hybrid vehicles in with that.
That's a good idea. And as we've seen in the past, a lot of people will say they're considering doing something, and when they get to it, they consider not to do something because they get cold feet. But I think that states are starting to take a look at that, and we need to do the same thing, just start that thought process. So with that, if there's nothing else, we'll open up to public testimony on House Bill 1144. House Bill 1144. Welcome, Senator. Please introduce yourself and proceed.
Thank you, Senator. Members of the committee, I'm Senator Mark Kirkby from Rapid City, asking for your favorable consideration and hopefully passage of House Bill 1144. Well, this bill was presented to me from the prime sponsor, Representative Gibson. It was an education for me because I had no idea or no knowledge that, in fact, you couldn't do this right now. And I'll just be honest with you. It was last spring outside of Edgemont heading down to maybe one of the relatives in Nebraska or Colorado. I forgot which one it was. About a half a mile in front of me, I did see a pickup tag a deer that was crossing the road. The pickup kept going. As I approached, I could see this deer in the ditch, certainly having other than a good day, barely moving, just with its front legs trying to crawl up to the fence. I did not hesitate. I pulled over, and I did pull out my pistol, and I did put her out of her misery. I thought that was a humane thing to do. I had no idea that I violated law. And I just thought from a compassionate perspective, something that I think anybody would do with any character, to put something out of its misery and not causing any harm and trying to do the right thing, that in fact I did violate the law. And I believe with the passage of 1144 would also allow those individuals to do that right thing, to do that compassionate thing, to there was no question that the pain and the suffering, this deer was not going to survive. I mean, it was so obvious. It just one of the things that just hurt you. But taking upon myself to do the right thing, I would like to be in that position someday again, if in fact this does happen. And with that, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, I'd stand by for additional proponent testimony. And again, ask you for your favorable consideration and passage on House Bill 1144.
Thank you, Senator. Further proponents of House Bill 1144. Welcome, Representative. Introduce yourself and proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the House Transportation or Senate Transportation Committee. Representative Peggy Gibson from District 22, which is Beadle and Kingsbury counties, and I bring this forward as a constituent bill for your consideration. I think House Bill 1144 is probably the most reasonable common sense bill to be introduced into this 2013 legislative session. At a time when failure to properly care for a number of horses in Pennington County has spawned several bills making mere negligent treatment of animals a Class 6 felony, what sense does it make to prevent the euthanization of a crippled deer, as Senator Kirkaby just alluded to? House Bill 1144 does not require anyone to really do anything that he or she is not willing or capable of doing. No deer injured in a motor vehicle accident should be left to suffer because someone feels that this will be a misuse of statute, because it won't be. For any motorist who cripples a deer, one of the motorist's concerns is that the animal not suffer a long and excruciating death. As Senator Kirkaby said, the deer should not be abandoned to the doubtful mercies of roving coyotes or half-feral dogs. Most South Dakotans have a familiarity with hunting and weapons. There is no reason to believe that anyone willing to euthanize a crippled deer will not be able to effectively accomplish this task humanely. Please allow us to be responsible South Dakotans and caringly end the suffering of an animal otherwise doomed to an agonizingly slow and painful death. So with that, please, I would ask for your favorable consideration of House Bill 1144. Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. And I do have an amendment, if you'd like me to offer that at this time, because a little discussion came up in the last hearing and on the House floor, that perhaps antelope should be included in that as well. So we've made some changes, and there are other proponents who would like to testify on this bill as well. Thank you, Mr. Chair and members of the committee.
Representative Gibson, what we'll do is, would you want us to consider this as part of your bill?
Yes, please.
What I generally do, if it's a sponsor and they want it to be part of the bill, we'll consider it as part of the bill. We'll take it up in action when we get to that part. But
thank you, Ms.
If you bring it in, it's your amendment, then I always allow people to do that. And the committee has been very, very good at doing that also. I mean, if somebody else comes and puts an amendment on your bill, that's different. But if it's yours, that's how you want it presented, then we'll consider it that way when we do it.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Further proponents of House Bill 1144. Welcome, Representative.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Betty Olson, District 28B, and I'm here as a proponent of this. Having broken the law several times in the past, I'm kind of like the last representative that testified that he got out and shot a deer that was dying in the ditch, put it out of its misery. I have done that. I've also put antelope out of their misery. I also put my dog out of his misery when they ran over him with the horse trailer. But I think it's just the kind, humane thing to do, and I would just encourage you to make it legal. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Morning, Representative.
Good morning.
Self and proceed.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman. Charlie Hoffman, District 23, cattle rancher. I have been living in the country since 1965, and I have seen numerous animals lying in the side of the road. To be honest with you, I think 95% of them have been killed upon impact, but the couple times that I saw white-tailed deer, a few bucks, and a few doe that were laying there, pawing, trying to get up, I broke the law. I went and took my 22 or whatever and euthanized it as quickly and humanely as I could. It's an issue that we have with those folks who are a majority, I think, who don't hunt, who don't understand the laws of nature. They drive down a road in South Dakota and they see an animal struggling. They're going to think there's something wrong with our, not only our animal husbandry laws, but our wildlife laws. This guarantees that someone who's outside of a city limit where there isn't a police or a sheriff close by can take care of that, put that animal out of its suffering. We do the same thing for cows that break their legs, for calves that break their legs, horses that break their legs. So it's a good bill. I'm hoping that I can get to say I had my name on a bill that's really good for the public and for perceptions of public policy that we're creating in South Dakota. So with that, I stand by for any other questions. I don't see that there could be too many, though. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Representative. Further proponents of House Bill 1144. Further proponents of House Bill 1144. Last call for proponents of House Bill 1144. We'll move to opponents. Opponents of House Bill 1144. Opponents of House Bill 1144. Any opponents of House Bill 1144? Seeing none, we do not need a rebuttal. So at this point, we'll open up to questions by the committee. Senator Monroe.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Senator Hoffman, I can drill you better. Sorry about that. Now I'm calling everybody senator instead of representative again. I'll vote for the bill if Section 2 is taken out and won't if it's left in. What we're doing, I don't want to have a person who has the mercy to euthanize an animal and then all of a sudden they're on the hook because they have to call in, and if they don't have a number or if they don't have whatever access to communication with a game, fish, and parks person. So I don't want to put that penalty in there. I want to make it so they can take care of the animal mercifully and go on their way and not have to worry about whether or not they're going to be hung up on the law for another reason.
Representative Hoffman.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, Charlie Hoffman, District 23. Here's what I'm going to find a little bit of flaw in that. The reason being is that if you're out in the middle of nowhere and you're alone and you have a deer that's struggling and there isn't anything around you that's looking at you except satellites, and you take that deer out of its misery, no one on the face of the earth is going to know except you and that deer that is now going to La La Land. If you make the phone call, at least then the Game Fish and Parks knows that this bill actually has created a situation where we are alleviating suffering. I think it's a good, just so that they know the animals that might be really fresh, and if they had a need for the meat that was for feeding some animals they had in there, they would know that it's done. I don't think that should be, I just don't think that's a big enough deal. In McPherson County, from Eureka to home, I many times don't see another car. And you know, when a semi hits a deer, it's game over. It's that there's hamburger or deer burger and then, you know, a little bit of hair and some bones on the side of the road. But when a car tries to avoid one and it jumps up and you break the legs on that animal, those are the ones I think that the senator from Rapid City alluded to earlier. So I'm hoping that you can change your mind. That shouldn't be the deal breaker, sir. I don't know if that answers your question, Mr. Chairman.
Follow up, Senator Monroe.
No, thank you, Representative
thank
Hoffman.
Mr. Chair.
Senator, go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This question is for somebody in the audience that I see sitting in the back row. If I may ask them to come forward. Mr. Life? Yes. How'd you guess? Mr. Chair, may I? Mr. Life, my question is, first of all, have you had any cases where folks have called in and have had to charge this as a criminal offense here? I'm just curious if there's been any cases where folks have called in.
Mr. Chairman,
proceed.
Yeah, Senator Krebs, thank you for the question. Thanks for the opportunity to step forward here. To my knowledge, there has never been a situation to where an individual that used the common sense that's within this bill to take appropriate steps or appropriate action was ever charged with any type of violation. I actually would commend Representative Hoffman and Olson and Senator Kirkby for the action that they took, and I would say that there's no concern for them to be worried about ever being charged with a violation if they're using some form of common sense out there.
Senator Amdahl.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. When do most deer accidents happen?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Amdahl, do you mean during the period of year or do you mean during a day? Time of day. Generally, those accidents are going to occur in low light periods in between, when the sun's going down or the sun's coming up or at night. There are some accidents that occur during the day, but most commonly they're in the evenings or nighttime hours when you have traffic and deer moving at the same time.
Follow up.
Just wondering, we're assuming most of these deer, injured deer, are in the thin slope or back slope. Would there be a concern if somebody shooting one in the traveled way?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Amdahl, I think if the person is, there certainly could be cause for concern when you have other vehicles going to and fro on around these deer there, or antelope for that matter, in the case of the amendment, that would be in a position to where you might be dangerous to shoot them. But I would hope that the same people that would use the common sense to put the animal out of its misery would also use the common sense to get a good background when they took that shot to execute the animal.
Further questions? Senator Amdahl.
What about somebody taking a trophy head off one of these things? Is that a concern?
Go ahead.
Senator Amdahl, believe it or not, that's pretty common right now in the ones that are killed. It's quite often or quite frequently do we find animals laying in the ditch that have been have the head removed. And with or without this particular bill, I think that's common practice in some places.
Other questions by the committee? Mr. Life, just out of curiosity at this point, is that legal to take a set of antlers or the head off a animal that has been hit and left in the ditch?
Generally, no, it's not. There are no provisions in law to allow that to occur.
So that is legal?
It is not legal to
it
take
is not
those.
Legal.
I'm sorry if I was
saying. If I misunderstood. I want to make sure that people listening in understand that that's not legal to do.
That is correct, Senator.
Thank you. Senator Monroe.
Thank you. If we took out Section 2 and they euthanized a deer and didn't call it in, it's still illegal to do whatever they want for the trophy situation or this that type of thing. It still leaves that illegal, right, no matter what?
Senator Valley.
Go ahead.
Senator Monroe, that is correct. I mean, it would be illegal to possess that animal.
Thank you.
Further questions by the committee? Any further questions? No further questions. We'll close the public testimony and open it up for committee discussion and or action. Senator Lucas.
I move Amendment 1144 TA.
It's been moved by Senator Lucas to add Amendment 1144 TA. Is there a second?
Second
by Senator Otten. Discussion on that motion. Senator Lucas.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Well, this addresses the issue where there's other animals beside deer, elk, antelope, whatever it may be, so it it's more comprehensive, so I believe it's in order for what the sponsors of this bill want.
Thank you, Senator Amdahl.
You know, I think the intent of this bill is probably good. I've worked in highway construction, been in around a lot of traffic. This may work in a rural setting, but I worry about you getting more of an urbanized setting. I have had a deer hit my car before and watched the thing get run over. It's kind of a sad situation. But to think somebody could be out there firing a shot out in a tribal travel way, I think there's too much risk there.
Further discussion on the amendment, 1144-TA. Further discussion on the amendment. Senator Monroe.
Chairman, I think it's a good amendment, too. I was on a gravel road last night, saw a hen pheasant all messed up with her head looking around in the gravel road, and I just didn't dare do anything. So, true story.
Thanks for true stories. Further comments on amendment 1144-TA. No comments on, further comments on the amendment. There's a motion on the floor. Those in favor, it's a voice vote. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Amendment 1144 TA is approved. We're back to House Bill 1144. Further discussion and or action. Senator Lucas.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd move due pass on House Bill 1144 as amended.
Is there a second?
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Monroe.
I have a substitute motion.
Substitute motion. Go ahead.
Lines 8, 9, and 10 in the bill, overstrike those lines.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion to remove sections 8, 9, and 10. Does the committee all understand what we're doing? We're eliminating section 2. We don't have it written, obviously, but it's not too difficult. Is anyone here that does not understand that motion? Eliminating section 2, which is lines 8, 9, and 10. Further discussion on that motion. Senator Monroe.
Mr. Chairman, I think overall, I'd rather just not replace one penalty with another, and I think it'll work out.
Further comments on the motion to delete Section 2, lines 8, 9, and 10. Further discussion. Senator Lucas.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would urge you to resist the substitute motion. Now, if you're concerned about the petty offense, you wanted to take that out, we could defeat the motion and just take out the petty offense. But I think there's a need to make an effort to report this. And maybe they don't report it to Game Fish and Parks. Maybe they call 911 and report it there because the deer is too big for them to drag off the road. And it's partly on the road, partly on the shoulder. And, you know, somebody needs to come and remove that. Or maybe it's a big buck and Game Fish and Parks can come take care of that so somebody isn't out there illegally taking the antlers. So I think there should be an effort or attempt to contact the Game Fish and Parks in all these cases. I mean, if nothing else, I mean, people complain about seeing the dead deer laying out there alongside the road and wonder why that is and just leave them there for the hawks and whatnot to clean up the carcasses. So please, I guess I would urge you to resist this amendment.
Further discussion on the proposed amendment. Senator Amdahl. Senator Monroe.
Go ahead with comments. I just wanted rebuttal.
Okay. Any further comments on the amendment on Second Amendment on 1144 to remove lines 8, 9, and 10? Seeing none, Senator Monroe.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. These are all red herrings being raised by those two people at the end of the desk over there. This is going to get called in. Somebody's going to call it in, and if they wouldn't call it in after the passage of the bill, they weren't calling in now either. And the takings and all these other aspects of what could or might or may happen at the scene are all things that could, might, may, or would happen now. So Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Senator Ewing.
I just as well weigh in, too. I'm not in total opposition or favor of Senator Monroe's motion. I would tend to agree with just removing the failure to report pursuant to this section as a petty offense and leave the rest of the section intact. So that's my two cents.
Further comments on the motion to remove Section 2 from the bill? Further comments? No further comments. This is a voice vote. Those in favor of the amendment to remove Section 2, say aye.
Roll call.
And move to do a roll call.
They yell too.
Madam Secretary, those in favor of the removing Section 2, say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary call the roll.
Friends. Senators Krebs?
Aye.
Lucas?
No.
Monroe?
Aye.
Amdahl?
No.
Otten?
No.
Ewing?
Nay.
Valley?
Nay.
5-2.
It passes.
I'm sorry, 2-5.
Oh, I thought I was counting wrong there. Okay. So the motion to delete Section 2 has been defeated. We are back to the original motion, which is a do-pass motion on House Bill 1144 as amended.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Monroe.
Substitute motion to... please wait, line. They know my motion, Mr. Chairman. I move that on line 10, everything after hours, period, be overstricken.
I'll second that.
So, it's been moved and seconded on line 10 to amend the bill by taking out everything after the word hours, period, which takes out the sentence that says, failure to report pursuant to this section is a petty offense. Discussion on that motion, Senator Monroe.
Not if anybody else doesn't want to, Mr. Chairman.
Comments on that motion? Okay. We are voting on the motion by Senator Monroe to delete everything after hours, period. Those in favor of that amendment to delete that section, say aye. Those opposed, nay. And I'll call for a voice vote. Those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. That amendment passes. So, Senator Lucas.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would move do pass on House Bill 1144 as twice amended.
Is there a second? I heard over here, but I didn't see who. Oh, Senator Otten. It's been moved by Senator Lucas and seconded by Senator Otten to a do-pass motion on House Bill 1144 as twice amended. Those in favor, say aye. Any comments on that motion? Those in favor, say aye. Those opposed, say nay. Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Krebs?
Aye.
Lucas?
Aye.
Monroe?
Aye.
Amdahl?
No.
Otten?
Aye.
Ewing?
Aye.
Valley?
Aye. House Bill 1144, as twice amended with Amendment TA and with deleting everything after hours, period, has been passed by the committee and will go down to the floor on the debate calendar. Senator Krebs.
Move title amendment 1144 TTA.
Okay.
Second. The
title amendment, do you want to read the title amendment?
The title amendment then shall be changed from, of course, the deer to, of course, now including wildlife. So the title would read, an act to permit the euthanization of wildlife that has been seriously injured in motor vehicle accidents.
And we had a second on that, right? Senator Otten, okay? Those in favor of that title amendment say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Title is so amended. Wow. Okay. Moving on to the second bill we have today is House Bill 1174. Proponents of House Bill 1174.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, I am Senator Mark Kirkaby. Pitch hitting for Representative Kopp, who I looked around and he is not here to offer that compelling testimony on House Bill 1174. This bill was brought to us from a constituent back home in Rapid City. He does have the means to convert his motorcycle into a snowmobile. He has that expensive option on putting the tracks on his motorcycle to convert it into a snowmobile, and this is a true story. Representative Kopp did have some very nice pictures of that. But with that, it opened up some other considerations and some concerns. We certainly don't want anybody, well, with this bill, I guess, backtracking a little bit, to get this legally licensed, to utilize it through the Black Hills National Forest, you certainly would require a snowmobile license as well. With this in this bill, it does address that. It does establish that fee to actually convert that motorcycle into a snowmobile. Within this, I think the really important measure within this bill is putting in a maximum width for a snowmobile. When anybody, whether it be a newer snowmobile or more specifically a conversion on that traditional ATV, we certainly do not want nor desire to have those great big ATVs running around through the Black Hills National Forest tearing up our trails, to be honest with you. Our trails are, I believe the maximum width on most of them is about 8 foot right now, and having this width restriction in there, it allows for safe passage of somebody else traveling through. But I think on the appearance, it looks like it's more than what we're trying to attempt, but in all honesty, this is exactly what we are trying to attempt, is just to clarify and utilize and more specifically address that width restriction on what can legally be classified as a snowmobile. And with that, Mr. Chairman, I would stand by and appreciate any questions that may come to go to behind me, who also will be offering proponent testimony. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Senator. Further proponents of House Bill 1174. Further proponents. Welcome. Introduce yourself and proceed.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Doug Hofer. I'm the Director of Parks and Recreation for the Department of Game, Fish, and Parks. We certainly support House Bill 1174, and maybe just add a little more thought on the 48-inch restriction that would be a change in the definition for a snowmobile. There are about seven, I think, snowbelt states in the northern part of the United States now that have adopted the 48-inch width restriction. Most recently, Iowa, North Dakota, Montana, and Wisconsin have also amended their definition to 48 inches. It's a safety issue. There are conveyances that are being basically invented every day that can meet the definition of a snowmobile, yet they're a true safety issue on the trail system. Our trails in the Black Hills are world class. They attract snowmobilers from all over the nation and beyond. Safety has to be a consideration, and at some point, and the other issue is that some of the larger vehicles tend to tear up the trails if they have tracks. Basically without this, a tank could be considered, if it put skis out in front, a snowmobile. So the 48-inch restriction is important. There are just so many innovative things that are being thought of these days. Certainly the intent of this bill is to allow for a permitting situation for these motorcycles, which are not an issue because they don't have the width issue that the 48-inch restriction is intended to take care of. So we would support the bill, and I'd stand by for any questions.
Thank you. Further proponents of House Bill 1174. Further proponents of House Bill 1174. Last call for proponents of House Bill 1174. We go to opponents. Are there any opponents of House Bill 1174? Opponents of House Bill 1174. Last call for opponents of House Bill 1174. We'll move to questions by the committee. Senator Lucas.
A question for Mr. Hofer. They wouldn't be able to go on the Mickelson Trail with these, though, would they?
Mr. Hofer.
The Mickelson Trail is a non-motorized trail except for the portion from Deadwood to Dumont, and that is part of the snowmobile system. It's used for snowmobiling in the winter. That's in statute, and these motorcycles that meet the definition of a snowmobile, if this bill were to pass, would be able to utilize that section only.
Further questions by the committee? Mr. Hofer, I do have a question. How wide are these trails? Like even the, you know, I'm trying to remember because I ride it on a bicycle, but how wide is the trail between Deadwood and Dumont and other trails? Are they all over 8 feet? Because I'm thinking if you have two vehicles, two snowmobiles with 4 feet, you got to have 8 feet and a couple inches to spare for if you're on a slippery slope, I guess you could say. Could you help me there?
The groomer width itself is 8 foot wide on the pan that the groomers pull. Now, wherever possible, they try to overlap in such a way that you get more than an 8 foot width. But there are places through the timber, bridges, for instance, that are restricted to that 8 foot width. So when you get tight into the timber, there are places where we basically have 8 feet and just a few inches based on the overlap, because they groom both out and back, and that tends to give you a little more width. In some places, a lot more width if we do it a double width. But the point is that there are points, pinch points on the trail where you get down to basically 8 feet, and that's why the width restriction itself is really important. You know, we've had that situation since the beginning. All the manufactured snowmobiles that are being made today are within that 48-inch width restriction. Most are a little bit narrower than that, actually. So 48 inches has been adopted by the majority of states that are starting to deal with that. I think that you're going to see probably some kind of a universal definition of snowmobiling coming out of a federal work group that's working with the industry right now to take all this into consideration, but they're not at a point where they have a product yet, and so that's why the states have been doing what they're doing.
Further question, Mr. Hofer, could you kind of describe to us, because obviously you've had to do this to testify on the bill, could you describe to us what I do to a motorcycle to make it into a snowmobile?
Well, the sponsor may be able to do that better than I, but basically it has to be steered with skis to meet the definition of a snowmobile. So they put a ski conversion kit that gets the wheels up off the ground, and instead they're turning with skis, and then somehow they put tracks on it. And to be honest with you, I haven't seen one, although I'm told that there are three of these that are operating in the Black Hills right now. And of course, the issue that brings this bill to the committee is not that they didn't meet the definition of a snowmobile. It's that you can't license both as a snowmobile and as a motorcycle without giving up your registration today, as the law reads today, as a motorcycle. And it's just a hassle factor for the owner of that to be having to give up his licensing and going back and forth every 6 months. So this will avoid that.
Thank you. Further questions by the committee? Seeing no further questions, we'll close it to public testimony and open it up to committee discussion and or action. Senator Ewing.
Mr. Chairman, I would make a motion for due pass.
Been moved by Senator Lucas and seconded by Senator Omdahl to due pass. What did I say?
I don't know. But it wasn't me.
Okay, we'll start that over. Senator Ewing has made the motion for due pass, and it was seconded by Senator Omdahl, if I got that right now. Okay. Senator Ewing, comments on that motion? Sorry.
It appears to be a very reasonable bill, and anything you can do to enhance the recreation out there, then I think we should do so.
Thank you. Further comments on that motion? Seeing no further comments, we are now voting on the do-pass motion by Senator Ewing on HB 1174. The Secretary will call the roll. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed say nay.
Senators Krebs?
No.
Lucas?
Aye.
Monroe?
Aye.
Amdahl?
Aye.
Otten?
Aye.
Ewing?
Aye.
Valley?
Aye.
Krebs votes aye.
House Bill 1174 has received a unanimous vote and will go to the floor on a do-pass motion. Senator Otten has moved for consent on House Bill 1174, been seconded by Senator Krebs. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed nay. All right. House Bill 1174 goes to the floor on the consent calendar.
Welcome back, Senator Krebs.
All right. Anything further to come to the committee? We will have one bill on Wednesday, and I won't make you get up at 8 o'clock or be here at 8. We'll do her again at 9 o'clock. Thank you. With no further action by the committee, I would entertain a motion for adjournment. Been moved and by Senator Lucas, seconded by Senator Amdahl to adjourn. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Meeting adjourned.